One aspect of this war that has for the most part eluded media attention, and naturally so, is the work of special operations forces. Their most publicized work has been the rescue of POW Jessica Lynch and the seizure of airfields and the Haditha Dam in western Iraq. But clearly, special forces have been doing a lot more than that. Michael Vickers was a captain in the special forces and is one of NPR's military consultants. Michael Vickers, what sort of other tasks have special forces been doing in Iraq?
Well, they played a very important preparatory role the 2 days before the main air campaign started. They facilitated the advance of the ground forces, the rapid advance, by taking out a lot of Iraqi opposition posts in the south and in the west. They've also worked with the Kurds in the north, and they've done targeting within Baghdad and Basra, calling in airstrikes, including some against the leadership targets.
Let's talk about that last function, calling in airstrikes. A lot of American bombs and missiles nowadays are guided by GPS to specific coordinates, suggesting that either there's very good aerial or satellite photography, or somebody has surveyed the places where bombs are dropped. I mean, is that latter event actually happening? People on the ground either pointing to things with lasers or figuring out what their coordinates are for a particular building?
Yes, I think it's more pointing out that events are happening in certain areas. A Ba'ath Party gathering in Basra, for example.
There are people down there in contact with opposition Iraqis figuring out when there's going to be a meeting.
Right. A big portion of it is really intelligence determining the location, and also then connected to the precision targeting.
Is this war a milestone of any sort for special forces?
Well, it really is. They're not as central as they were in the Afghan campaign, where it was really special forces air power and Afghan opposition. But their importance relative to the last Gulf War is extraordinary. Not only do they have a much wider range of missions, but about 1 in 10 of the ground troops in Iraq, about 100,000 U.S. ground troops, are actually special operations forces, about 10,000. And that's an extraordinary percentage compared to previous wars.
When we talk about special operations forces, at least U.S. special operations forces, there are many different units, no, that are all special operations forces. Who are they, and do they actually work together?
Well, they come in four different types. There's the Rangers, which are really a hybrid infantry and special forces. There are the Navy SEALs, who are frogmen but also can operate inland. There's the so-called Delta Force, which is the National Counterterrorist Force that has a naval counterpart. And then there's the Army Special Forces, or Green Berets, that work with opposition, do special reconnaissance, and others. So there's really these four different kinds, supported by Army aviation and Air Force aviation and naval boat operators.
When you're assessing the importance or the potential contribution of special forces, say, to the American war effort, how do you deal with this problem, which is a relatively small force can go in and knock out a guard tower along a highway, but it can't stick around and police the town where that guard tower may have represented the authority of the state? So you might be able to throw the Iraqi army out, but it can't provide that replacement of some force in the town to, say, maintain law for a while.
No, that's precisely right. Special forces, particularly in their commando role, really don't take and hold ground. They do raids of various kinds, and they play an important role, but that's why you need these various forms of military power. Air power really destroyed the Republican Guard, but we would have a much more protracted war if we fought it with air power alone.
Michael Vickers, thanks a lot for talking with us once again.
My pleasure.
Michael Vickers, a former captain in the Special Forces, is now the Director of Strategic Studies at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessment in Washington, D.C. Thanks a lot.